You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
So lastly on the show today, we have AUT's diversity manager, Leon Hong, talking about East Meets West, an event at AUT tonight that encourages diversity in the arts.
The title of this event is called East Meets West, Bridging Cultures Through Music and Dance. And basically, as the title suggests, we are wanting to use music and dance as a medium where we can bring people together to build bridges across our different communities, to showcase the diverse cultures and cultural talents of our students from different communities. So yeah, it's an opportunity really for AUT to celebrate our diversity and our diverse cultures, but also to foster genuine understanding and also connections amongst our students from diverse backgrounds.
Awesome. So what kind of performing arts are you using to bridge that gap?
So basically, we've got different student clubs, one of which is a band. So, and then we have a couple of clubs that are into K-pop dance, into culture dances. We've got our Japanese Ocha no Jikan student club. They're bringing in the taiko dramas and kendo demonstration. We have our Chinese Student Association introducing the jasmine flower dance. So we're using a range of creative performances through music and dance to really bring people together. As we understand, you know, music and dance is such a universal language that really connects people. So this is really what we aim to do.
Yeah, totally. So what kind of issues are you seeing that sparked the need for an event like this, or what kind of issues slow down the bridging of this gap?
I think one of the things that constantly, you know, I hear from students is that we have many cultures here at AUT, which is fantastic, and we constantly talk about celebrating diversity. But students are kind of saying to me that, you know, we can actually happily coexist in the university as different cultures, but we don't really make an effort to interact across our own cultural groupings. So it would be fantastic if we can create a medium or forum to really encourage the genuine intercultural exchange and connections amongst our students from different community. And it's a way that allows people to do it safely without feeling awkward. And you know, as I walk around the campuses, one of the things that really struck me is that many of our students are getting into different genre of music and creative arts that does not necessarily reflect their own cultural backgrounds. So I just thought this is a fantastic way perhaps to bring our students together and use this medium to create that bridge.
Yeah, so do you think that diversifying these cultures through the arts will reduce some of the xenophobia that we're seeing around the world?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I just personally think that at AUT, students generally are very open to wanting to interact with people from other cultures or other, you know, people who are very different from them, but there is no forum that really facilitates that. So it's not really so much about addressing xenophobia. It is really more about the fact that AUT is such a diverse university, and we all constantly talk about valuing diversity, celebrating diversity, but we want to also leverage the benefits of diversity and the benefits that our diverse cultural community, our diverse identity actually brings to this community that enriches our life, our understanding of the world. And so that's where we're coming from.
So if students want to, or anyone really wants to head along to the event, what are the details for the tickets?
Yeah, the event is free and it starts at 4 p.m. today, and it's going to be held in the AUT City Campus Conference Centre. So just come along. There's going to be a sausage sizzle that takes place at the end of the program just to allow people to stick around and mix and mingle. So yeah, we just welcome any students who really wants to come along, enjoy not just watching performance but also participate, because there will be games and there will be audience participation in dancing and in the different activities that we are putting on during the event. So yeah, just so bring a friend, come along. If you want to dress up in a way that reflects who you are, that'll be fantastic. It will add to the spirit of the occasion.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.